When I was just a little girl of 6 or 8 or 10 and got myself in trouble, which I did do now and then. My mummy would admonish me, then take me by my hand and put me down across her lap to get my bottom tanned. She'd make me lift my skirt in back, because that way I'd show. I knew my spanking was deserved. It always was, I know. Then next my little cotton briefs she also would divest, because a bearskin spanking always disciplined me best. And when I was as naughty as a little girl can be, like when I tore my Sunday dress while climbing in a tree, I'd get a special spanking with my panties down, you know? Given with Mom's wooden hairbrush. Gosh, that made my backside glow. As Mommy's hairbrush smacked me on my sore and pink behind, I'd promise I'll be good. Oh yes, I'll really try to mind. I won't be naughty, Mummy, please. Don't spank me anymore. But promises come easy when your bottom's pink and sore. A week or two would pass, and I'd forget what I had said. Forget how I had felt then, with my bottom sore and red. Forget what I'd promised, all my begging, all my pleas. And I'd find myself bare bottom once again, cross Mummy's knees. If I thought the hairbrush spanking was a fate I soon would know, I would beg and plead for mercy. No, no, Mommy, no, please, no. Of course, it made no difference what I said or what I did. She'd have me with my panties down, a howling well-spanked kid. My Mommy's spankings really stung. They always made me cry. But looking back these many years, there's no way to deny that even though they hurt a lot, I'm so glad that I got them. 'Cause Mommy taught me right from wrong by spanking my bare bottom.